Good morning. It's 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Lucky for me, I have two special guests to talk about adventure races. I have Kevin Knox to talk about Change Your Latitude, which is an ocean swim, and Bill Foster to talk about the Sitka Sound Ocean Adventure Race. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Hello.
Thank you so much. Adventure. It's all around us.
Yes.
And, two races back to back.
Right.
Next weekend?
Next on the 11th, 12th. So it would be 12 days from now.
Okay. So, yep. Bill, you represent the human-powered vessels.
Right.
And, Kevin, you are...
We're human-powered as well.
Yeah.
Human-powered,
but no vessel.
But self-contained. We're our own
vessel, yes.
Yeah.
No vessel.
All right. So let's talk about the ocean swim first.
Sure.
Third year?
Third year, yes. It was started back just after Claudia Rose. I don't know if everybody remembers Claudia Rose, who swam from Kruzov back over to Sitka. A little more than an 8-mile swim, I believe it was. But Dave Nevin started up the race just after that and ran it for a couple of years and handed it over to the Barracudas this year. And we're running it under a little bit different name, Change Your Latitude, the 57-degree North Open Water Challenge. We actually figured out that it's the northernmost sanctioned race in the U.S., and as far as we can tell, in the world. So it's a little moniker for it.
Yeah, a little bit of status.
Oh, sure.
Do you think we'll have people from out of town?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, we have people coming in from Texas, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Oregon, California, few other places. I forget exactly how many are coming in from out of town. And then we have quite a few locals, too. So far, we have 24 people signed up. So we've almost we have doubled in numbers from last year.
That's a terrific set of numbers there.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
And then, Bill, the Ocean Kayak Race. Sixth year?
Sixth year, yes. I hope to compete in my sixth one. I've done all the other five. And
there's a little doubt. What's happening this week?
Well, you can't ever tell. My goal is always to finish, not the place. Although I would welcome some more people in my age group for competition in that over 70 group. But anyway, this race started with kind of a Reifenstuhl Gorman challenge many years ago. And it's sort of moved into a race that I think a lot of people really have fun with. And the course has pretty much been the same. We're starting at the ramp in mid-channel, mm-hmm. where we've always started. And the shortest race is a 6-mile, where you go somewhat northwest to that green buoy across from the Channel Club and back, and that gives you 6 miles. If you continue around Middle Island and come back, it gives you 13 or 14 miles. They used to bill it as a 12-mile race, but my GPS showed 14. So maybe it's because I was wandering around, but we're calling it a 14. And we've only had a couple 20-mile races, and that's really usually for the rowing shells. They have somewhat of a mechanical advantage, but we've had kayaks do that too. But probably this year we won't have that unless we have a large number of people.
And how many are signed up?
Well, we don't have as many as the swimmers yet. I think there was 6 or 8, but Sitka is known for signing up for things at the last minute. But I would encourage you to sign up, and we'll tell you how to do that, because it takes a lot of planning.
Oh, yeah, and maybe to do a little run on the course before
right.
the actual
yeah.
race. Speaking of courses, what is the race course for the ocean swim?
It'll start at the ramp that's just on the north side of the channel there, the Mount Edgecombe High School ramp, and follow the shoreline out around Brent's Beach through Whiting Harbor, past Whiting Harbor anyway. We're not going to actually go back into Whiting Harbor, but we'll cross it out along the causeway a little ways, come back in, and the 5Ks will go around Battery Island and back to the ramp. The 10Ks will actually go around Battery Island, back around across Whiting Harbor and around Battery Island again and come back to the ramp. And then we also have a 1K race and that one's actually open to all ages. The 5K and the 10Ks are only open to 18 and over.
Mm-hmm.
The 1K is open to all ages, and that one will go from start at Brent's Beach right there on the sand and just swim right back down towards the finish line at the ramp.
And I saw in the paper that you're practicing.
We have been, yeah. We get in 3 to 4 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usually in the afternoons. There's a few people that get in on Tuesday, Thursday afternoons. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or mornings anyway. And then very oftentimes we'll get out there on a Saturday for a longer swim, you know, something around 2,500 meters or maybe a little over 3K.
And that might be a little unusual. I mean, you sometimes see one person swimming.
Yeah.
But when you see a group of folks that dress like seals.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Which, when you practice for the Ocean Adventure Race, what types of boats are allowed?
Well, it's interesting.
It's not
they're
unusual.
Human-powered. It's dominated by kayaks, mm-hmm. but and we call it sometimes a kayak race, but any human-powered vessel. So you could have a canoe. We've mm-hmm. never really had a traditional open canoe, but we've had the warrior canoes a couple times
wow.
with up to 15 people, which are pretty spectacular coming through the water.
Oh, does it have to be one person per boat, or can it be more than one
oh,
person?
Oh, more, yeah.
Oh.
A lot of double kayaks, and doubles are great. If you've got one person that feels comfortable and has experience,
mm-hmm.
no one should really get in this race that does not feel comfortable in a kayak or hasn't had a lot of experience, unless you're with somebody in a double, and then they're probably going to put you in front and just say, paddle.
Let's talk a little bit about safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a person who's entering these races should have sort of physical stamina, have been in a vessel before or has some swimming background?
Well, as far as the kayaks, the 6 mile is for somebody with some experience, is relatively attainable.
Mm-hmm.
And I should mention that for last year we had for the first time stand-up paddle boards. And we found out they're really pretty fast, faster than I thought. They can finish the race if it's pretty calm. At about half the speed of a kayak, which is pretty good. So we hope to have some stand-up paddlers again this year. And but basically, you know, most of the racers are going to be kayaks. We've had off and on some rowing shells.
Mm-hmm.
They have somewhat of a mechanical advantage, but it's still human-powered.
And there, you have to think about weather.
Weather. Two times in our race of the five, we've moved the race somewhat southeast down towards Silver Bay. And then the other three have been on this route going up around Middle Island and back. So, but safety-wise, we're so thankful for our search and rescue. Mm-hmm. They're out mm-hmm. there. And then Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Yeah, and they're both going to be out there for both races. So.
And that really gives us some confidence and knowing that if we do get in trouble, we don't expect it. But if we do, we've got somebody right there.
Mm-hmm. Great. Kevin, how do the swimmers stay safe?
For the 10 and 5Ks, each swimmer is required to have a kayaker with them or somebody in a paddle boat, in a human power boat.
Which would be a perfect warm-up the day before the
right.
race.
Yeah, yeah. There are a few people. Actually, Leif Calvin, mm-hmm. who's coming up for a paddle clinic, which Bill will talk about a little bit here, mm-hmm. he's actually doing both races. He's going to do the paddle race, and then he's going to do the 5K. And his brother, Chris... is one of our race committee members, and his businesses are a sponsor and everything too, but he's also participated in the swim race all 3 years, and he's going to be back for this year's too.
So you have 26 people signed up now. You need
24 people.
24?
Yeah, and
you need 24 kayakers?
We do. Well, yeah, so most of the swimmers actually have their own kayakers lined mm-hmm. up. Some do not, and we're working with volunteer kayakers and some other people to help support. And then we'll also have other support boats out there, too, just to be able to assist. The kayakers are there just to, you know, monitor and be there with the swimmer, kind of help guide them to, you know, swimming along, trying to, you know, go from buoy to buoy is a little difficult sometimes, trying to stay straight.
Sure.
So, you know, they provide some of that assistance. But the kayakers then can, you know, if the swimmer gets in trouble, they flag down a boat.
Great. And then how do I observe this? I'm thinking like, you know, like a golf mm-hmm. tournament. I can walk with the golfer, but I'm not sure how I'm supposed to view this.
Well, on the kayak race, the start is always interesting.
Yes.
And you're going to have to then be in a boat possibly to see the rest of the race, unless you're on the shore on Middle Island or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can count that the earliest I would finish was 3.5 hours after the start. For the 14 mile, but there's going to be people that finish in half that time for the 14 mile, probably. So all during the morning, but I think the race's start is always interesting. And as far as the swim race,
yeah,
where's a good place to see it?
You'll be able to see it all along the shoreline there, all the way around towards Brent's Beach. Once the swimmers cross over Whiting Harbor, you know, save for like the last bit of Whiting, you probably won't be able to see them too much. And then the portion past Whiting along the causeway is kind of short, so there'll be places for everybody to see. And of course, when they go around the backside of Battery Island, you mm-hmm. won't be able to see them. But like the kayak race, the start finish is totally viewable. You know, and the 1K race, actually, the entire course is. Mm-hmm.
It'll
you go
great.
Walk the shoreline and watch the swimmers there.
Well, that sounds fun.
And we have kids that are, I think our youngest right now is 10 that signed up for that one. So we have
wow.
people from 10 to, you know, adults in that one, in the 1K.
That sounds very fun. For more information, how do people contact you or maybe be inspired to participate?
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing is probably go to the websites. Changeyourlatitude.org gives you an overview and tells you who
swim.
You can contact
yeah.
for the swim.
Yeah.
And SitkaAdventureRacing.org is a good way to learn about our race. And it gives you some information about the Sitka Maritime Historical Society, because they're the ones that are sponsoring the kayak race. And Andrew Miller has been taking care of that for us, and as far as the registration. So, but anyway, you can also call me at 747-6711. Don't call too early. In fact, I was still in bed when he was swimming today. Yeah. But I'm going to kayak this afternoon. I put in 8 miles the other day, but I need to put in about 14 today. So
that's because you have that competitive spirit.
Well, I'm trying anyway to keep in shape. I was kind of out of practice. I really felt my 8 mile the other day, so I need to work on it. But
And if anybody wants to contact me about the open water swim, mm-hmm. they can call 738-4664. And that includes if anybody's out there interested in volunteering. We do have a few extra kayaks available to loan out during the race. So if anybody's interested in volunteering for that, that would be awesome.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
And we're just about out of time, mm-hmm. but you do have a clinic coming up.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it. It's a kayak stroke clinic. It's really a paddling clinic. And fortunately, we have an expert. Leif Calvin has been involved in a lot of races, in paddling races, and actually is involved in a canoe club in California and has spent a lot of time. And anybody can get in a kayak and paddle, but there's a better way to paddle and a more efficient way. And he's going to help us do that. And it'll be a clinic on the 9th at Fisherman's Quay. And it will be some book work and some actual looking at your paddling stroke and helping you improve it.
That sounds terrific. So that's next Monday.
No, that would be Thursday, August 9th.
Oh, August 9th.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a July calendar.
Yeah.
So it happens the beginning of a month.
And you can either sign up at Fisherman's Quay office
mm-hmm.
and the only thing they ask is a contribution to the Maritime Historical Society. But and then, you know, going on, we're not involved in it, but we probably will in a way, the Seafood Festival that weekend. So
there's plenty to do.
You can't say there's nothing to do that weekend of 10, 11, 12 August.
Okay, so the Change Your Latitude Ocean Swim, that happens on the 12th?
12th,
that's
Sunday the 12th.
Sunday.
Yeah, it starts at 8 a.m.
8 a.m. Saturday, the Sitka Sound Ocean Adventure Race starts
at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Mm-hmm. on the 11th. Thank you, gentlemen, Bill Foster and Kevin Knox. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.